is the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 15th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 46 points, 0.4%. Europe is never far away. Spain sold more government debt than was expected. Any sign that sovereign debt in Europe isn't some kind of toxic sludge makes investors a bit more tolerant of risk. Then there's FedEx, an economic bellwether in the U.S. The shipping company reported profits that were much higher than expected. Its stock went up 8% today, even though the company's expecting only moderate growth in the near future. S&P 500 up 4 points, a 1/3%. NASDAQ Composite Index up a point. The government's 10-year treasury was unchanged on the day at 1.91%. So why mention a bond at all?
Well, the bond market's about $34 trillion in size. Treasuries encompass about a quarter of that.
Guy Lebas is Janney Montgomery Scott's chief fixed income strategist. He is, therefore, a bond man. And that big number he shared is equivalent in size to the stock market worldwide. So let's give the bond market its due.
Well, there are a number of types of bonds out there. We use treasury bonds as kind of the bellwether, but they're a relatively small portion of most individuals' portfolios. The treasury bond markets are doing a little bit weakly today, just as a result of sort of greater risk sentiment. As people are willing to take more risk, they have less need for the safety of treasury bonds, and the prices tend to decline a little.
And that's what we see today.
That's what we're seeing today. There's no sort of big underlying news. A little bit of good economic data this morning, but that's about it.
That was about people filing for the first time for unemployment benefits, for instance?
Yes, initial jobless claims, which is a fairly volatile weekly number about unemployment benefits, declined to the lowest level in a little while this morning.
A lot of investors pay attention to municipal bonds. It's my understanding that as we get late in the year, those are a little bit harder to come by. Why is that?
Well, frankly, just like any individual, municipalities tend to slow down for year-end. Their personnel go on vacation. As a result, fewer bonds are issued, and the markets in general tend to trade less frequently. You know, that said, municipal bond issuance has been relatively slow for much of the year, and that's really helped the markets because there's been less supply for investors to buy up.
So I can just imagine the typical city. You know, as you get closer to Christmas, they're not paying quite as much attention to borrowing a little bit more through a muni bond issuance to make a new bridge. They'll wait till January for that.
Exactly. And just like corporations, they want to get all their activity prepared, sort of squared away before year end. So we often see a little sort of bump in issuance in the first 2 weeks of December, which are now past.
Guy Lebas and Janney Montgomery Scott. If munis or treasuries or corporates aren't your thing, I may be able to interest you in a mortgage. We learned today that 30-year fixed-rate mortgages in the U.S. hit an all-time low, 3.94%, if you can persuade the lender to give it to you. Time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is up today on news that you may one day actually understand how your checking account works. Today, Chase Bank voluntarily adopted a new 3-page form explaining in non-gobbledygook language the rules of the account. A recent Pew study found the average length of the fine print on a checking account is 111 pages. You might need a scuba gear to find your fees. Pew hopes the simplified statement will allow consumers to one day shop for a new checking account as easily as they can shop for a can of soup, especially if this catches on beyond J.P. Morgan Chase. For more on banking fees and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.